Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Moshe Chaim Byron. Maseches Zvachim is dedicated to Le'ilui Nishmas, Rabbi Chiel Michel ben Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda Karfunkel.
Zvachim Daf Mem Aleph. The Gmavnir continues to discuss the Pasuk, which is written in Parashas Vayikra, in the Parashah of Par Halom Dovah Shatzibur, Va'osel Apar Kasher Osel Apar Chatos Ken Yosel Loye. Originally, the Gmavnir brought this Pasuk to learn from there that by Chatoyos Apnimiyos, Matana Achas Ma'keves, that the Gemara dashim from Va'osel Kasher Osel. And the Reisa on Lafnam Atesam Meralif, Reisa says that the word Leparim that Pasuk, in the beginning of the Pasuk, is referring to Paryom HaKippurim. The Gemara Daf Mem Meralif wanted to know what didn't we have to learn to Paryom HaKippurim, the ouch of the Matanis HaMa'akiv. We have other Joshua's to tell us that, from Chuko and from the Pasuk of Vechilu Mechaper HaSakodesh. So our Papa enters this at the bottom of Mem Meralif. He says we need the Joshua to tell us the dinim of Es, Dam, and Tfilo, L'Hachshir Omen Shebe'etzba, Din of Bedam, Shehi Bedam, Shir Tfilo Meikaro, and the Din of Etov of Loi Mesapig. However, further down in Mem Amud Beis, the Gemara brings that Rabbi Shmuel holds you don't need a drasha to tell us these dinim by Paryom HaKippurim, we can learn it out of a Kal V'Chomer. And Rabbi Shmuel says that the word Lepar in this Pasuk is not referring to Paryom HaKippurim, rather it's referring to Par Helam Dover Shal Tzibur. And that the Gemara asks over here in Daf Memal from Medalif, HaBetzibur Gufeiksiv. The Poshup Shan of the Pasuk, the Iker Pasuk is talking about Par Helam Dover. Why does it have to be an extra word Par to tell us again Par Helam Dover Shot Tzibur? That's what the Pesukim are talking about, and the word Par is extra. So Rav Papa answers this question, and he explains, since we want to learn the din of Yoseres HaKovet and Shtei HaKloyos, which the Pasuk does not say by Seiri Avedis Kechovim, we want to learn it from Par Helam Dover Shot Tzibur. And Par Helam Dover Shot Tzibur itself, the Pasuk does not say Yoseres HaShtei HaKloyos, rather, it's learned from Par Koyin Mashiach, we'll not be able to learn from Par Helam Dover to Sira Vidazara, a din which is only known by Par Helam Dover itself through a hekesh from Par Koyin Mashiach. Therefore, the Pasuk says Lepar again, as Rashi explains, even though we already had a hekesh between Par Helam Dover and Par Koyin Mashiach, now that it says Lepar again, it's Koyfo Behekesh, it repeats the hekesh, now it's considered as if the din of Yoseres HaKovet and Shtei Kloyos was written by Par Helam Dover itself. Now already we can learn from Par Helam Dover to Sira Vidazara, it's not considered Dover Alamed Behekesh, Chayzer Malamed Behekesh. Now this Gemara here is going in the Shita of Rabbi Shmuel. What about if you like the Shita of Rabbi? And Daf Mem Beis, Rabbi is the one who argues in Rabbi Shmuel, and he says that the word Lepar in this Pasuk is referring to Paryom HaKippurim. He doesn't hold of the Kav HaChomer of Rabbi Shmuel. In order to learn the dinim of Es, Dam, and Tfilo, he has to say that Lepar in this Pasuk is referring to Paryom HaKippurim. If so, according to Rabbi, that Lepar is not referring to Par Helam Dover, so you don't have a second time that the Torah is makish, Par Koyin Mashiach to Par Helam Dover, to make it that the dinim which are said by Par Koyin Mashiach, like Yoseres v'Shtei Kloyos, it's as if it says it mefurish by Par Helam Dover. If so, how would you be able to learn from Par Helam Dover to see Avoy Dezara? So there's a Gemara later on, Daf Mem Tes Amud Beis, which makes a drasha from a pasuk which is written by Par Koyin Mashiach, Kasher Yuram Mishor Zevach HaShlomim. The pasuk is talking about the Imurim of Par Koyin Mashiach, which includes Yoseres v'Shtei Kloyos, and it's an extra pasuk. The Gemara over there says it's not needed for Par Koyin Mashiach itself, as there are many inyan legufei, tenei the Par Helam Dover Shel Tzibur. So the pasuk over there is telling us that there's a din of Yoseres v'Shtei Kloyos by Par Helam Dover, and the Gemara over there explains that even though by Par Helam Dover itself you don't need this drasha, you could have learned from that which the Torah was makish, Par Helam Dover to Par Koyin Mashiach, but since we want to learn from Par Helam Dover to Sira V'Dezara, the din of Yoseres v'Shtei Kloyos, if we need this pasuk of Kasher Yuram to make it as if it says it mefurish, the din of Yoseres v'Shtei Kloyos by Par Helam Dover. The Rashi over there explains on Daf Mem Tes Amud Beis, and Tosfos says this as well on Daf Mem Amud Beis, that drasha is necessary if you don't hold like Rabbi Shmuel, if you hold like Rabbi Shmuel that Lepar is talking about Par Helam Dover, so that makes it that now the Yoseres v'Shtei Kloyos are as if it's written beferish by Par Helam Dover, and we can learn to see Rabbi Dezara. If you don't hold like Rabbi Shmuel, that you hold like the Tano, that Lepar in this pasuk is talking about Paryom HaKippurim, then you already would have to have the other Josh and Daf Mem Tes Amud Beis to take care of this problem. How could you learn from Par Helam Dover to Sira V'Dezara, the din of Yoseres v'Shtei Kloyos, if it's not written Mefurish by Par Helam Dover? Now, Tosfos earlier in Daf Mem Amud Beis asks Kasha from this Gemara on Chitas Rashi in the Suga. Yes, the Chayah, this Gemara is difficult. If we're trying to learn the din of Yoseres and Shtei Kloyos to Sira V'Dezara, why do we have to learn from Par Helam Dover? Then you run into a problem that Par Helam Dover itself it doesn't say. You have an issue of Dover Alamed Behekesh, Chayzer Malamed Behekesh. Why can't you learn from Par Koyin Mashiach, where the Torah does say Yoseres v'Shtei Kloyos, learn directly from Parakoy Mashiach to Sira Avodah Zarah, since Parakoy Mashiach and Sira Avodah Zarah are hokish to each other. In the pasuk of Osol Leparakash or Osol Leparachatos, as the Brayse explained earlier, the second lapar in this pasuk is referring to Parakoy and Mashiach, and the word Hachatos is referring to Sira Avodah Zarah. So if they're already hookish directly to each other, why do you have to come on to a limud from Parahelam Dover, and then you have an issue of Dover Alamed Behekish, Chazerim Alamed Behekish? So Tosis proved from here that since the Pashtid Dekra, the Iker Pasuk of Avasul Parakash, Avasul Parachatos, is referring to Parahelam Dover Shal Tibur, so even though it's Nirmaz in this Pasuk, other Karbanais, from the second Lapar it's Nirmaz Parakayin Mashiach, and from Achatos it's Nirmaz Sira Vaydezara, we could only learn Dinim from Parahelam Dover to one of the other Karbanis that are Nirmaz in this Pasuk, or the other way around, from the other Karbanis to Parahelam Dover, but the two Karbanis, which neither one is Mufurish in the Pasuk, they both learn from Yiturim, you cannot learn Dinim from one to the other, therefore you would not be able to learn from Parakayin Mashiach to Sira Vaydezara. That's the plot over here in the Sig of the Gemara's Mavur, you would have to learn the Din of Yisaias, which they close to Sira Vaydezara from Parahelam Dover, and that's the problem, that Parahelam Dover itself doesn't say it, it's learned from a Hekish. Therefore, Rapapa explains Rabbi Shmuel that what she needed to explain Lapar is referring to Parahelam Dover is for this reason, to enable us to learn the Din of Yisaias, which they close to Sira Vaydezara. Now, the state of this Machlaikis Rashi and Taisis is really back on the bottom of Mem Amud Aleph, when Gemara brings the Josh of Es, Dam, and Tfilo. The Gemara explains those are the dinim that we're trying to learn to Par Yom Kippurim. That's the reason why we say Lepar in this pasuk is referring to Par Yom Kippurim. That which the Matanis of Par Yom Kippurim are Ma'akev. You don't need this Joshua, but it's needed to tell you the din of Es, Dam, and Tfilo. And Rashi over there explains that these dinim of Es, Dam, and Tfilo are learned from the pasuk V'tovel HaKoynes Etzboi Badam, which is a pasuk by Parakayim Mashiach, not a pasuk by Parahelam Dover. Rashi already is bothered, the Chayav for being Makish, Par Yom Kippurim, to Parahelam Dover. Parahelam Dover itself does not have these dinim of Es, Dam, and Tfilo, it's not written in Mefurish. So Rashi explains that since Parakayim Mashiach itself is also Nirmaz in this pasuk, the second Lapar is talking about Parakayim Mashiach, therefore the Tar is being Makish, Parakayim Mashiach, to Par Yom Kippurim, to learn these dinim of Es, Dam, and Tfilo, you don't have to learn through Parahelam Dover. Anyway, it will be a problem of Dover Halomid Behekish and Yechazer Melamid Behekish. Rather, it's a direct Hekish from Par Yom Kippurim and Par Koyim Mashiach. That's how you learn these dinim of Esdam and Tfilo. Taisus, whoever argues on this, as we said, Taisus proves from Argamon Daf Mem Aleph that you cannot make a Hekish from dinim which are not said beferish in this Pasuk. They're only learned by Remez. So Taisus himself has a different shot in the Gemara. He brings B'Shem Rabbeinu Tam that even though this Pasuk V'Tovel HaKoynes Etzboi Badam is written by Par Koyim Mashiach, not Par Helm Dover. However, there's a similar pasuk, "Betovel etzboi min hadam," which is written by Parahelam Dover, and Tosfos over there explains from Rabbeinu Tam how you could also learn from there the dinim of Es, Dam, and Tfilo. So, Hakavam, this is the Machlokes Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam. Rashi learns the dinim of Es, Dam, and Tfilo. We're learning directly from Parakayim Mashiach to Par Yom Kippurim. Tosfos learns we're learning from Parahelam Dover to Par Yom Kippurim. This Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos is the basis of the two Gersois in the Gemara and Daf Memala from Med Aleph at the top of the Amud. And the Gemara says, "Vasli Parayam Kippurim leEs Dam Utfilo miParakayin Mashiach." That's the gist that we have beforeinu Parakayin Mashiach. Rashi Dibur Maskel Hachi Garsin, and he stresses that this is the correct girsa. According to Tosfos, however, Tosfos over there Dibur Maskel Vasli Parayam Kippurim, he says the correct girsa is Parahelam Dover. This is the same achlokes. According to Tosfos, we're learning from Parahelam Dover to Parayam Kippurim, the dinim of Es Dam and Tfilo. According to Rashi, we learn from Parakayim Mashiach. Now, as far as the kasha which Tosfos asks from Ersog over here, this is difficult kasha on Rashi. So Tosfos himself answers this over there. And he says, you could be miyashiv Rashi, that really Rashi himself is also maskim, that there is no hekesh between the karbanis that are not written beferish in the pasuk. That which Rashi explains, that the din of Es, Dam, and Tfilo, we can learn from Parakayim Mashiach to Par Yom Kippurim, Tosfos explains because the lashon of the pasuk is, v'osu l'par kash osu l'par achatos. The first part in the pasuk is referring to Par Yom Kippurim, and the second part is talking about Par Koyin Mashiach. Once that's the case, then the Torah is saying clearly, you should be makish the first part to the second part. That's the mashmois of the Loshen, v'osu l'par, you should do to the Par Yom Kippurim, kash osu l'par achatos, the same that you do to Par Koyin Mashiach. So here already Rashi would hold that you could learn dinim directly from Par Koyin Mashiach to Par Yom Kippurim, whereas to learn from Par Koyin Mashiach to Sira Avodah Zarah, even though Sira Avodah Zarah is nirmaz in this pasuk, here we don't look at it as if the Torah is being makish Parakayim Mashiach to Sira Avodah Zarah. We would have to go through Parahelam Dover. We'd have to learn a din from Parakayim Mashiach to Parahelam Dover, which is the Ikar Pasuk over there. And from there, Tzir of Yidizoro, that's the problem of Dover Lamed Behekesh, Ein Chayzer Lamed Behekesh. That's how Tosis wants to suggest with Das Rashi. However, then continues and he asks a different kasha on Rashi. He says, if this is the case, that we're able to learn from Parakai Mashiach to Paryam Mikipurim, the dinim of Es Dam and Tfilah, because that's considered a Beferish Shehekesh, Vasal Parakesh, Vasal Parachatos, then he asks, how would we know the dinim of Es Dam and Tfilah by Sira Voidizara? As far as the Seris of Shteya Kloyos, that the Gemara explains over here in Daf Memal from an Aleph. However, as far as the dinim of Es Dam and Tfilah, how is it learned? So, Mishnah, according to Tosfos, that Es Dam and Tfilah is a postik which is written by Par Helam Dover. We could learn from Par Helam Dover to Sira Voidizara. Hashem, according to Rashi, that Es Dam and Tfilah is a postik which is written by Par Kayim Mashiach. So, Mishnah, to learn from Par Kayim Mashiach to Par Yom Kippurim, as Tosfos explained with Das Rashi, that's considered a Beferish Shehekesh. However, to learn the dinim of Es Dam and Tfilah from Parakai Mashiach to Sira Voidazara, that already would be a problem. Now, the truth is, if we take a look at Rashi over here in Daf Mem Aleph from an Aleph, and Dibar Masel Vichidover Halomid Behekesh, Rashi over there is going on that which the Gemara says at the top of the Omid, how do you know the din by Sira Yom Kippurim, the dinim of Es Dam and Tfilah? The Gemara explains you learn from Sira Voidazara to Sira Yom Kippurim. The other Gemara is going with Dastra Vishmal, that there's no Pasuk of Lepar by Par Yom Kippurim. Rather, you learn dinim on the Par and Sar of Yom Kippurim with a Kavachimer. And the Gemara over there asks, how could you learn from Psir Avedis Kechavim to Sir Yom Kippurim? Vechidavar Alamed Behekesh Chayzer Mulamed Mekavachimer. Sir Avedisar itself is not Mefurish, the din of Es Dam and Tfilah. It's learned from a Hekesh. How could you learn from there to Sir Yom Kippurim? The Gemara says, Enechanam Yerbishmal holds Dover Alamed Behekesh Chayzer Mulamed Mekavachimer. Rakapan Masher over there, and Dibur Maschal Vechidavar Alamed Behekesh, he explains, where do you know the din of Es Dam and Tfilah by Sir Avedis Kechavim? He says he learned it from Hekesh from Parakai Mashiach. The truth is there is a gifs on the side which changes the words Parakai Mashiach to Par Helam Dover, but that will be difficult to understand. Rashi himself is Mavur at the top of Memo Mebeiz that there is no Pasuk of Es Dam and Tfilah by Par Helam Dover. The Pasuk is by Parakai Mashiach. The Pashas of the gifs of Rashi would be that here he's saying that there's a Hekesh from Parakai Mashiach to Sierra Vodazara, which would be a Kasha. This is what Tosfos is asking. This doesn't fit with the pshat that Tosfos was suggesting with Das Rashi, and only from Parakai Mashiach to Par Yom Kippurim is there a Hekesh, because that's the Mashmois of the Pasuk of Asul Parakash Asul Parachatos, but not to Sira Vaidazara. So Tosfos then adds, and he says, really, this Kasha is not difficult if you hold like a Bishmael, according to Bishmael, that the word Lepar in this Pasuk is talking about Par Helam Dover. It repeats again Par Helam Dover to make it that Dini which we learn from Parakai Mashiach to Par Helam Dover, or as if it says them mefurish by Par Helam Dover, for that reason be able to learn Yeseres and Shtei Kloyos from Par Helam Dover to Sira Voidazara. And Taisa says from that same word Lepar, you can also make it that the dinim of Es Dam and Tfilah, which it says by Parakai Mashiach, and are learned from there to Par Helam Dover, as far as those dinim as well, it's now considered as if they're said beferish by Par Helam Dover, and you can learn from Par Helam Dover to Sira Voidazara. That's if you hold like a Bishmal. If however you hold like the Tan who argues on Bishmal, that the word Lepar is talking about Par Yom Kippurim, not Par Helam Dover. As we said, according to that Tano, you have to say, like the Gemara says later on, Daf Mem Tesla Mebeiz, you learn from the Pasuk of Kasha Yuram, that makes it as if the Yiseres which they Klois are written Beferish by Par Helam Dover. That's how you can learn from Par Helam Dover to Sira Vaidazara. But according to that, it would only work specifically for the Yiseres which they Klois. It wouldn't be a Pasuk which tells us that everything that we learn from Par Kol Mashiach to Par Helam Dover is as if it's written Beferish by Par Helam Dover. Therefore, as far as Es Dam and Tfilah would remain difficult, how could you learn these dinim from Par Helam Dover to Sira Voidazara if these dinim were only learned to Par Helam Dover from Par Kol Mashiach? And again, to learn directly from Par Kol Mashiach to Sira Voidazara, that's not an option. We don't consider it as if there's Hekesh between these two Kabbanis. Tosfos Maisa leaves off with a Kasha on Rashi. And the Shita of Mikubetzis over here in the Hashmatas in the back of the Masechta, as well as in Tosfos and Yuma Daf Nandain Omer Aleph Dibur Maschal Chutz, they say a teretz for the Shita of Rashi. They explain that as far as the dinim of Es Dam and Tfilah, which are really a description of how the Azayis are supposed to be done, these dinim we can learn from Par Helam Dover to Sira Voidazara. Since as far as the Ikar Hazayis, those are written beferish by Par Helam Dover, and the way we know by Sira Voidazara that they're Ma'akiv B'diyevid is from the Hekesh and this Pasuk of Osak Asher Oso, we learn from Par Helam Dover to Sira Voidazara that all of the Matanis are Ma'akiv. So even as far as Es Dam and Tfilah, which are not written beferish by Par Helam Dover, they learn from Parakai Mashiach to Par Helam Dover. But since they're not a new din, It's not like Yisrael which they close, which is a din which is not mentioned bechlal by Parhelam Dover. The din of Es Dam and Tefillah are only a prat, had been mekayim properly the Hazois, and the Hazois are written befeish by Parhelam Dover. Merely you can learn from Parhelam Dover to Sira Avodah Zarah, the din of Es Dam and Tefillah. According to this, we could go back to the Rashi over there, a Memal from Ralph, Dibur Mascha Vechidover Halomid Behekish, and we can understand why there's a different girsa on the side. The girsa that we have is El Behekisha Shehukash Leparkoim Mashiach. According to the way the Shittim Kubetzes is saying, and Taisus in Yuma, the proper girsa would be El Bakesha Shukesh Lepar Helam Dover. Because you're now learning these dinim of Estam and Tfilah from Par Koyim Mashiach to Sir Avodah Zarah, rather you're learning it from Par Helam Dover to Sir Avodah Zarah. And here, as we explained, here you could learn from Par Helam Dover, because it's not a new din, it's just a prat, and how the Azayis are supposed to be done. The one hara on this prat is, as we saw the girsa at the top of Memal from Ad Aleph, Rashi was Geris Osle Parayam Kippurim Le'es Dam Utfilo Mipar Koyim Mashiach. Rashi seemed to stress that that's the correct Gerso. Rashi says Hochi Garsina, that that's how you have to be Geris. According to this chat that we're saying now, but asked Rashi, really, the Chayu could have learned the Dinam of Es Dam and Tfilo from Par Helam Dover to Parayam Kippurim. Since they're only Pratim, and how those are supposed to be done, it would not be a problem of Dover Lamed Behekish Chayzrum Lamed Behekish to learn these Dinam of Es Dam and Tfilo from Par Helam Dover to Parayam Kippurim. I'll discuss another point over here. In the Shita of Rabbi Shmuel, he says, we don't have to explain Lepar, and this pasuk is referring to Parayam Kippurim, to tell you the din of Es Dam and Tfilo, that you can learn from a Kav HaChomer. A Kav HaChomer is, as the Gemara explains, if in Mokam Shloi Hushvu Karbon LeKarbon, still Hushvu Maisim LeMaisim, so Mokam Shehushvu Karbon LeKarbon, like Par Halam Dover Shal Tzibur and Parayam Kippurim, Veshor Hushvu Maisim LeMaisim. Taisus over here, in the middle of the Ramaschal Vekosher, he points out, according to this, the dinim of Es Dam and Tefillah learned from Kav HaChomer. Over here, for sure, we should say that Parayam Kippurim has the same din as Par Helam Dover. And Taisus says, V'sarach l'daktik, ishayach loimer dayoy, if the Sfor of Dayoy would apply over here, since we're learning Parayam Kippurim from Par Helam Dover, perhaps it should only be on the first Sheva Hazois, the eighth Hazah, the extra one, which Par Helam Dover does not have. Parayam Kippurim has one more Hazah. Perhaps on that extra Hazah there should be no din of Es Dam and Tefillah. For that we don't have a Makar from Par Helam Dover. That's the horror of Tosfos. In the Sefer Taras HaKadosh he points out that Tosfos does not doubt that the din is true. It definitely is true that even on the 8th Hazah there's a din of Es Dam and Tefillah. Taras HaKadosh explains that it's Mukach like this from the Gemara, because the Gemara says that according to Tanna D'Rabbi Bishmol, you don't need the word Lepar in the Pasuk to tell us the din of Es Dam and Tefillah. You can learn it from a Kav HaChomer. And since it's not necessary, therefore he says Lepar is referring to Par Helam Dover and not Par Yom HaKippurim. If there's a certain dinim that you would not be able to learn out from the Kav HaChomer, then you would still say that Lepar is referring to Par Yom HaKippurim to tell us these additional dinim. It's Mukach from the Gemara that even on the 8th Hazah, there's a din of Es Dam and Tefillah. Tais is just pointing out, why is that so pasha? And the Gois in the Melechas Yontif in the back of the Gemara, he points out that Tais could have asked even better. He could have asked from the Azois Bein Habadim, those Hazois you don't have Bechal by Par Helam Dover, or be the Mekar that by Par Yom Kippurim, those Hazois would also need Es Dam and Tefillah. He says, Einachnav, Taisus could have asked that as well. Taisus just chose one example. Almais in the Shittim Kubetzes, towards the end of Ois Chav Dalid, he says, the terrors of this Kashu would be that here we don't say Dayoy, since we're not trying to learn out a new din, or trying to learn it is a detail, a prat, how the Hazois should be done, that it should be done with the Tanoim of Es Dam and Tefillah. Here you do not say Dayoy, and therefore it will be partial that you can learn to all of the Azayis of Yom Kippur, not just the ones which we find by Par Halam Dover. Now we can point out an interesting horror over here. As far as the din of Es, and as far as the din of Tefillah, those din we understand are just a prat din. Es tells us that even Amin Sheba Etzba, that's also considered a good Hazah, and the din of Tefillah also tells us, in the Tav Avolei Mesapig. However, as far as the din of Badom, learn that you have to be Mekabel Kadei Tefillah. We saw in the previous year that the Shita of Rashi in Menachos is, it doesn't simply mean you have to be Mekabel enough to do one Tefillah, and you have to be Mekabel enough down to do all of the Tefillahs. Rashi of there is Mavur that the Sheva Hazois, by Chatois HaPnimius, you have to be Mekabel in one Kli enough for Sheva Hazois, if you're Mekabel in one Kli enough for four Hazois, and another Kli enough for three Hazois, that would not be a good Kabbalah. That's learned out of this din of Vitoval, you need Dam Shal Yimei Kara. The original Kabbalah was an all of the Dam. As far as the din of Par Yom HaKippurim, here the Chayim on Mavur, the Keren Aris says clearly that since by Par Yom HaKippurim you could bring separate Purim for the different sets of Hazois, you could bring one Par for the Hazois Bein Abadim, one for the Hazois on the Pereches, Therefore, it would be posh that you don't have to be mekabel at once. The dam they don't need for all of the azois. It's enough just to be mekabel for one specific set of azois. The shaila, however, would be as far as the shmoin azois that he has to do bein abadim or the shmoin azois of the apareches. He does achas lamal v'shev lamato. Kipshute, that's also one set, and we have to be mekabel enough for all eight azois together. If he's mekabel less than eight, it's not a good kabbalah. And here we could point out this would not be so posh that you could learn it from par helam dover shel tzibur. Even though he said from the Shittu Mekubetes, for example, as far as the din of Vitova v'leg Mesapik, that's not a new din, it's just a description of how the Hazois have to be done. Therefore, even the Hazois, which we do not find by Par Halom Dover, there are additional Hazois which Par Yom Kippurim has, you would not say that it's a problem of Dayoy. However, as far as this din, that you have to mekabel all eight Hazois together, that perhaps is a Chiddush which we cannot learn from Par Halom Dover. There is a set of only seven. Here where it's Achas Samal v'Shev Alamata, perhaps one could have thought that would not be considered one group of eight, the guy with this din, that you have to mekabel all of the dam together. Additionally, we saw it in the previous shir, the Brisker Rav has the yisoy that the concept of Sheva Azois is different from other matanis. Sheva Azois is considered a set to the point that one without the other is not considered anything bechlal. As we saw over there, it's not even considered a chatzi matir. Since there's a concept of seven, perhaps you would have said that the din of tefillah, that you have to mekabel all of the dam together, that which we find by Par Halom Dover would not be right to Par Yom Kippurim, that you have to mekabel all of the eight. Perhaps it's a different gedder. Therefore, this din would seem is not so poshut. That which the Shita Mekubetzes says, that even if the dinim of Estam and Tefillah learned from Mekabel Chomer, from Par Halom Dover, you would not apply the rule of Dayoy, because it's only a Gili Milsa, how does this have to be done? As far as the din of Bedam Shahi Meikarai, that would not seem to be so poshut. Therefore, as far as this din is concerned, Taisus's Kasha would remain difficult. Now, we'll discuss another point, that which is Mavur in the Sugyo, that we learn dinim from Par Halom Dover Shal Tzibur, Tasir Vaydizara, as far as the din of Yisrael, which they kloyos, as far as Esdam and Tefillah as well, we see that Sira Avodah has these dinim, and the Chedusha agrees, he has a suffix. If you have this drosha of Vosol Leparakash, Osol Leparachatos, in the parasha of Par Halom Dover, the word Chatos means Sira Avodah, we learn dinim from Par Halom Dover to Sira Avodah. Are they really the same shame carbon, or do they have two different shames? In truth, Par Halom Dover Shal Tzibur and Sira Avodah both come to be mechaber for an aver which Klal Yisrael does based on the shkago of Hayruas Bezdin. Seir Avodah Zarah is if the aver was Avodah Zarah, there each shevet brings a soyer. If it's any other aver, they bring a par. Rakupan Rav Biskrov says perhaps it's really the same carbon. It's not the pshat that it's two different shemais. It's really best in one shame. He quotes the lashon of the Rambam in Perakei Hochos Meisar Karbonos Halacha Tes Zayin. Rambam there says Seir Avodah Zarah. Behind Sirim Hanisrofim, Lenisparashram Bertaira Ketsa Naisin Domon, Ulhechen Hunaisin. The Torah does not describe the Matan Domim of the Sir Hanisrofim. El Lafishahim Chatasakahal, Dinam Kindin Parhelam Dover, Shu Chatasakahal, Lecholha Omer Boy. The Ramam states simply that since Sir Vedazar is coming to Mechaper for the Averis of the Kahal, therefore it has all the same Dinam as Parhelam Dover, the Mashmais of the Ram is that there beats in one carbon. The only difference is which behemah has to be brought depending on which aver was done, but they're still called one shame. At first, the Biskrov has it sad to say that a nafkamina in this child would be if a kohen has a machshava during one of the avodos of the Par Halom Dover to do the avodah l'shem sir avodah zarah, would that be considered a machshava of shinei Hashem, which as we know, chatzos shloi l'shma would be possible. The Maisa Biskrov is chayzer from this nafkamina because he proves that as far as the din of shinei Hashem, even a chatzos yachid, like a chatzos chaylev, if a kohen has a machshava l'shem one of the chatois apnimiyos, like Par Halom Dover or Seir Avodah Zarah, that also would not pass the carbon. In other words, Linyan Shinei Hashem, all chatois are the same, therefore this obviously would not be enough gemina. Akapan Maisa the Biskrov brings it right that there are two different carbonis. From the Gemara over here towards the bottom of the Omud, the Gemara brings a drasha on the Pasuk, V'chatosim l'fnei Hashem al shigigosam. The Raisa explains, Chatosim elu Seir Avodah Kechovim. Shigrosam ze Par Halom Dover Shal Tzibur. From here, the Bais learns the din of Yisrael, which they kloyos. We learn from Par Halom Dover Shal Tzibur to Seir Avodah Zarah. And towards the bottom of the Omer, the Gemara asks, typically Mikro Kamo, we know ready to be Makish Par Halom Dover to Seir Avodah Zarah from the original Joshua on the Pasuk Vosel Leparakash Rosel Leparachatos. Hachatos, the Gemara explains, means Seir Avodah Zarah, why you need a separate Joshua. So the Gemara answers, if you'd only had the first Joshua, Sakadai And the Brisk Rav says, if we could understand that the Joshua of Asa L'Parakash, Asa L'Parachatos, is Be'etzim comparing Parhelm Dover to Sira Vaidazara and telling us that they're really the same carbon, they have all the same dinim, then there'll be no svar to be mechalik and say that we're only makash them as far as the Azois, which are written Befeish in the Pasuk, not as far as Yoseris, which they klayos. If the Hekesh makes them have the same shame, then it will be Pasha that included in this Hekesh is all of the dinim, would not be mshayach to be mechalik between different dinim which it says Befeish and dinim which are not written Befeish. From here, the Brisk Rav concludes the Parhelm Dover and Sira Vaidazara are not the same shame carbon. However, as we mentioned before, the Brisk Rav brought from the Rambam, Rambam's mashma that they're be'etzim one carbon. Now, continue on. The Gemara in Amud Beis, right before the two dots, brings a member from Panad Be'er Shmuel. Yipnei man emar periches hakodesh b'par koyim mashiach v'loy nemar b'par halam dover shal tzibor. The lashon of the pasuk by par koyim mashiach is periches hakodesh. By par halam dover, the pasuk just says pnei ha-periches. It doesn't call it periches hakodesh. So Panad Be'er Shmuel explained, Moshal of Melech Boser Vedom Shesorchol of Medino Im Miyuta Sorcha Pamal Yishloi Miskayemes Im Ruba Sorcha Im Pamal Yishloi Miskayemes. If Rav of Klai Yisrael did the Avero, as Rashi explains, it's as if the Kedusha was lost Vashenkin Beparkoi Mashiach, where it was only the Kain Godol, the Perichas is still called the Perichas HaKodesh. Now in the Shurim from Rav David Soloveitchik, he brings over here on this Gemara an interesting pshat from Rav Zalmel of Elojin, the brother of Rav Chaim Velojiner, a different pshat to explain the shini in the lashon of the psukim, why by parhelam dover the periches is called the periches astam, and by parakim mashiach is called the periches akodesh. He quotes the Mishnah Megillah daf tesom at beis, ein ben kaim mashuach b'shem and amishchol the meruva begodim el par habal kol hamitzvus. Meaning a kain gadol who was only meruva begodim, he wasn't mashuach, he didn't have the shem and amishchol. The din is that although he has a full din of a kain gadol, but still as far as the parakim mashiach, that he does not bring a par, that's only for a kohen gadol who was mashuach b'shem and amishcha. Rashi over there explains, he says, during the Bayis Sheni, the kohenim gedolim were not mashuach b'shem and amishcha, and he says, even during Bayis Rishon, Mimois Yeshiyahu, when the tzlichus shel shem and amishcha was nignaz, so the kohenim gedolim were not mashuach b'shem and amishcha, the other din is that he does not bring a par kohen mashiach. Par helm dover, however, is not dependent on the kohen gadol being mashuach b'shem and amishcha, and if the par helm dover was brought, even after Moshe Shio, when there was no Shem and Amishcha, and even during the Bayis Sheni. Now he brings further Gemara Numadaf Nun Beis Amud Beis, which is Mavur, that when Yeshio HaMelech was going as the Shem and Amishcha, at that time also the Oren was Nignaz as well. We know that during Bayis Sheni there was no Oren, it was buried. And therefore it comes out that any time the Parakoyim Mashiach was brought, there was also an Oren in the Kodesh HaGadashim. Once the Oren was no longer in the Kodesh HaGadashim, there was also no Parakoyim Mashiach brought, because the Kohen Gadol did not have the Shem and Amishcha. Rav David points out that there really was a point in time that it would be possible that there was no Orin, yet it would still be possible to bring a par Kohen Mashiach. If the Kohen Gadol was Nimshach, with the Shem and Mishcha before it was Nignaz, as long as that Kohen Gadol is still around, it's possible to bring a par Kohen Mashiach, even though the Shem and Mishcha and the Orin were already Nignaz. Rakapanami says, Be'ikr, basically, the time period that the par Kohen Mashiach was brought, at that time there was an Orin. When there was no Orin, then there was no par Kohen Mashiach. Now, shaking the par Helm Dover Shel Tzibor, that's not dependent on an Orin. Even after the Orin was Nignaz, and even during Bayis Sheni, Par Helam Dover was still brought, even though there was no Orin. And with that, he explains the Sheni in the Lashon of the Pasuk. By Parakam Mashiach, the Pasuk uses the Lashon of Pareches HaKodesh, because when the Pareches separates and blocks off the Orin, then it's referred to as the Pareches HaKodesh. The Orin is what gives the Kedusha to the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and when the Pareches is blocking between the Kodesh and the Kodesh HaKadoshim, it's separating between the Orin, then it's called the Pareches HaKodesh. Mashenki, when the Oren is not there, it's not called the Pareches HaKodesh. So by Par Helam Dover Shel Tzibor, or sometimes it was brought even though there was no Oren, the Torah does not use that Lashon of Pareches HaKodesh. And the Shirim from Rav David, after he brings this strap from Rav Zalmel of Elojiner, he quotes B'Shem the Brisk Rav, who said that the truth is, this is really a Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi in the second paragraph of Tainus brings, actually this question, why is it that by the Par Helam Dover, the Torah uses the Lashon of Pareches, and by the Par Koy Mashiach, the Lashon of Pareches HaKodesh? And the Shalmi says, Ispalgun Rebevo over Rabbanon. It's a Machaikas Rebevo and Rabbanon. Chad Omar, one of them says that the Pshad is, Chota Hanossi Hagdul Bim Kaimai. Chota Hatsibur Ain Hagdul Bim Kaimai. This is similar to the Pshad that Agmar brings, Tanad Rebbe Shmuel, that if it's Reif Tzibur that was Sarcha, then Ain Pamay Shalim Miskayemes, it's as if the Kedusha was Nisbatel. If it's only a Yochid, then the Kedusha is still Miskayma. And the Shalmi says, the other man Omar holds, the Pshad is, Kalmokam Shiesh Mashiach Yesh Orin. And the Rishkav explains, this is what the Yerushalmi means to say, the same word as Reb Zalmala, that any time during history that the Parakoyim Mashiach was brought, there was an Aron. Therefore it's called Pareches HaKodesh. Hashem in the Parahelm Davish Shel Tzibor, that was brought even during Tzkufais, that there was no Aron, therefore it's not referred to as the Pareches HaKodesh. However, the Rishkav asked on this two kashas. Firstly, he asked, the Yerushalmi is much, but there's a machlekes about this. Why is this a machlekes? The Chayal, these are two pshatim. Why does it have to be that they argue on each other? And furthermore, the Briskrav asked, the Yerushalmi over there quotes a memro, when the Yerushalmi wants to prove that when there was no Aron, there was no Parakim Mashiach either. The Yerushalmi quotes a memro from Marshmul, Bar Gena, B'Shem Reb Acho, Chamisha Dvarim Hayu B'Migdash Ha'achrein, Chosra Min Harishain. There were five things which the first place of Migdash had, and the second place of Migdash did not have. Ve'elu Hain, Eish, V'Aron, V'Urim, V'Tumim, V'Shemen HaMishcha, V'Ruach HaKodesh. Two of the items mentioned were the Aron and the Shemen HaMishcha. That's the right that they were nicknames at the same time. Therefore, any time that there was no Aron, there was no Parakim Mashiach either. And Rishkav asks, why is it necessary to quote that memro, the memro of an Amira, if it's a Brisa Mifureshes, which the Gemara brings in Yumadafn and Beis Amad Beis, the Gemara of this says, Misha Nignas Aron, Nignas Aimo, it's in Senes Hamon, Vesluchas Shemen HaMishcha, Umakle Shel Aron. The Brisa there lists a number of other items which were Nignas at the same time. But it says over there clear that at the time the Aron was Nignas, the Shemen HaMishcha was also Nignas. Why do we not quote that Brisa? So the Rishkav explains that the truth is, this one really should be told in a different machlekes tanaim. In Yumadafn and Gemma Madbez, there's a machlekes to where exactly the Aron was taken. Rabbi Eliezer over there says, Aron Golol Lubavel. Hemshech Gemara brings the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda who says, Aron Bimkoimai Nignaz. And there's another man number later who says that it was Nignaz B'dir Ha'itzim. And the Rishkav says a chiddush that according to the man number that it was Nignaz Bimkoimai, even though it was not above ground, it was below ground, it was still considered to be Bimkoimai. He brings that the Kedusha of the Kodesh HaKadoshim really extended downward at Aris Tahima, and therefore even though the Aron was below ground, it was still considered to be in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And if so, the Rishkav says, the Pareches would still be called the Pareches HaKodesh, it was still separating between the Kodesh HaKadoshim, which had the Aron, and the rest of the Oil Maid. Only if all that the Aron was Nignaz in the Dir Ha'itzim, or it was taken down to Bavel, then the Pareches would no longer be called the Pareches HaKodesh, it would be called Stam Pareches. With this, the Rishkav explains what the Yerushalmi means that there's machlokes about this pshat. The pshat only works if you hold that the Aron was Nignaz, Shalevim Kaimai, or was taken down to Bavel. That would be a reason why it would no longer be called the Pareches HaKodesh. Shankin, if you hold that the Aron was Nignaz Bim Kaimai, it would still be called the Pareches HaKodesh. The Rishkav explains this is what the Yerushalmi means to say, that it's telling these two studim where the Aron was Nignaz. And with that, he also explains why the Yerushalmi brings this memro, Chamisha Dvarim Hayu B'Migdash Ha'achrein Chosar Min Harishon, and it does not bring the memro, the Brais on Yuma Dafnan Beis, which says clearly, Mishan Nignas Oyin and Nignas Aima Yitzin Tenes Amon Vitzaychus Hashem and Amishcha. We didn't bring the Braisa because the Braisa is not Muchach where the Oyin was Nignas. The word Nignas in the Braisa perhaps could mean it was Nignas Bim Koimoy. We Dafka brought the other member of Chamisha Dvarim Hayu B'Migdash Ha'achrein Chosar Min Harishon. Of there is Pavur that during the second base of Migdash, the Oyin was Chosar. The Mashmois of Chosar is, it's considered as if they did not have the Oyin. If it would have been Nignas Bim Koimoy, it would be considered that the Oyin was still in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And we not say that the base of Migdash was Chosar the Aron. For that reason, we Bedafka brought that member which says that it was Chosar. That's going according to Mandam that it was not Nigaz Bim Koimei. And according to that Mandam, we could explain that's the reason why Parakoy Mashiach, the Editari does use Lashon of Pareches HaKodesh, Vashenke by Parahelm Dover Shal Tzibor, because by Parahelm Dover Shal Tzibor was brought even during Tkufais that there was no Aron Bim Koimei. And when the Aron is not Bim Koimei, we don't call the Pareches HaKodesh, we call it Stam Pareches. Now, continue on to the next Sugyo. The next sugya discusses the Mishnah in Menachos Daf Tezayin Omer Aleph, the machlokes between Rameir and the Chachomim. The Mishnah over there says, Pigol bekoimitz v'loy belevoino, belevoino v'loy bekoimitz. If one has machsheves pigol while he's doing the avodah in the koimitz, which as we see Rashi over there explains, and we see in our sugya, we're talking about the haktara of the koimitz. If he has a machshev during the haktara of the koimitz and not during the haktara of the levoino, or the opposite, he has machsheves pigol during the haktara of the levoino and not during the haktara of the koimitz. So the mayor holds pigol. It is machshavas pigol. The chayavin love karis. The chacham mayim ain't by karis actually yifagel b'chol hamatir. Now the sugya we also discuss is what is the pshat and the shita of Rameir. Rish Lakish says the pshat of Rameir is not because he holds mefagel mechatzim matir that it's enough if he has machshavas pigol and only part of the matir. The pshat of Rameir is he holds kol oisal das rishaynu oisa. Rameir is dafka in a case where the first avido that's the one that he had machshavas pigol. So if he's mefagel by the aktar of the kaimitz. And after is by the Akhtar of the Levain, he was Shasik. So we say, Ha'isa Adas Vishayna Waisa, and it's considered a Machshavas Pigal in both parts of the matter. According to Aris Sigal, there's no suffix about the Shita of the Chachamim. The Chacham definitely hold both Ein Mefagel Mechatzi Mater, and that we don't say Kol Oisal Das Rishayna Oisa. The Shita of the Chacham over there is Stam, meaning the Chacham would hold that even in the case when Machshavas Pigol was in the first Avodah, still the Chacham hold that we don't say that the second Avodah was done Al Das the first Avodah. Therefore, it's possible that according to the Chacham, there's no difference in what the order is. Even if he has Machshavas Pigol in the first Avodah, we don't say Kol Oisal Das Rishayna Oisa. You'd have to have Machshavas Pigol in both parts of the Avodah. As Sufik is Bedastra Meir. And the Sugya Menochas Daf Tazayin, the Gemara presents a different Sufik in the Machlekes between Rameir and the Chachamim. The Sugya over there is Mavur, that Bedastra Meir, definitely he holds Mefagl Mechatzi Mater. And therefore there's no difference in the order which way the Machshavis were. Even if the Machshavis in the second Avodah, it is Pigal. Whereas a Sufik to say that maybe even the Chacham would be Maskim to Rameir, that Ha'isal Dastri Shayin Huwaisa. And therefore if the first Avodah was Machshavis Pigal, even the Chacham would be masking that the carbon is nispagel. It's like an opposite understanding in the Machlekes. There the Gemara says, Yufta de Rav. Rav was the one who held that even the Chacham are masking in the case of Oisa Dastri Shayna Oisa. But the Gemara leaves off with the Kasha on Rav. But to get back to Arsugya, as we said in Arsugya, there's no discussion about the Shita of the Chachamim. The Safik is only Bedastra Meir. Is it because Oisa Dastri Shayna Oisa or because Mefagl Mechati Mater? As we mentioned previously, the Machlekes over there in the Mishnah, Pigol b'kaimitz b'lei b'levayna, or Pigol b'levayna b'lei b'kaimitz. We explained that we're talking about the haktara of the kaimitz and the haktara of the levayna. Rashi Nasig over here in Dibur Maschol Pigol b'kaimitz explains that way. Haktara samincha shnei matirin yesh. By the haktara of the mincha, that's where we say that there are two parts, there are two halves of the matir, the kaimitz and the levayna. However, by shas the other avodis, for example, the kmitza, the matan kli, the hailacha, there are no two matirin. There is only one matir. Only the kaimitz has these avodis. The avodas kmita is only to the kaimitz of the mincha itself. There is no avodas kmita to the levaina. The din is that the kain has to gather the levaina, which was on the top of the mincha, gather it together, but that's not considered an avodah. Definitely when I have machshavas pigal and placing it into the kli as well, and halacha also, these are not considered avodas to the levaina. They're only avodas to the kaimitz of the mincha itself. And for as far as those avodas are concerned, there is no issue of mefagl mechatzi matir. If the kain has machshavas pigal during one of those avodas, that's enough to be mufagel the carbon. The discussion is only during the haktara. The haktara has two parts, haktara sakaimitz and haktara salavaina. Together they're the matter of the carbon. That's where there's a discussion of mufagel mechatzi matir. This is the parshas of the Mishnah in the beginning of the second paragraph of Menachos, after Gimel Amud Aleph. Hakaimitz es amincha lechol shireho, el haktar kum to the mocher. The Mishnah is a word that's a machshavas pigal, and Rashi explains in after Daud Amud Aleph. Dibur Maschol Afukum Midar Meir, Rashi's Meirich over there to explain this point. As far as the Maisa Kmita is concerned, that's not a Chatzi Mater, because there is no Avodas Kmita on the Levoina. All discussion of Mefagl Mechatzi Mater is only during the Haktara. This is Mefurish as well, later on, Daf Mbeiz Amad Beiz, and over there brings a Breisa, Bemedvur Mamurim, Bekmita, Bematan Kliu, Behiluch. As Rashi explains, Bemedvur Mamurim means to say, when is it that a Mincha could be Nispaga with just one Avoida, that's by the Kmita, or the Matan Kli, or the Hilocha? However, by the Haktara, the Braisa continues, if you only had a Machshava during the Haktara of the Kaimitz and not during the Haktara of the Levoina, or the opposite, that raised telling the Machlekes Rameir and the Chachamim about Mefagl Mechatzi Mater. The Gemara is pretty Mefurish, that only, the whole need of Mefagl Mechatzi Mater is only by the Haktara, not by the other Avoidus of a Mincha. The problem, however, is with the Shita of the Rambam, this many Achorim discussed, the Rambam seems to be very difficult. The Rambam Perek Tes Zayin Hochos Psulim HaMekdoshim Halacha Zayin. The Rambam says, Chishev machshavas zman b'shas kmitza avaloi b'shas likut halavoino. Oisha chishev machshavas zman b'shas likut halavoino avaloi b'shas kmitza. Harezu psula ve'enoi pigol ad sheyechashev machshavas zman b'chol hamater shehu akaimis im halavoino b'shas kmitza sakaimis v'likut halavoino oi b'shas nesinas shneyem bakli oi b'shas hadlechoson oi b'shas zrikoson. The Rambam clearly paskins, in order for Mincha to be Nispagel, it has to be that he had Machshavas Pigel in both the Kaimis and the Levaina, in any one of the four Avodas of the Mincha. The Kmitza, the Matan Kli, the Hailocha, and the Aktara, all of them, if he only had Machshavas Pigel in the Kaimis and not the Levaina, it would not be Mefagel the carbon. The Rambam is Mavur that the Levaina has all four Avodas as well, and therefore all four Avodas have this din, in order to be Machshavas Pigel, it has to be in both the Kaimis and the Levaina. There are different Mahalchim to answer the Rambam. However, we won't get into that right now. Now, to get back to our Sugya, the Shita of Ish Lakish, who explains the Machlekes Rameir and the Chachamim is whether you say Ha'isa al-das Rishayna Hu'isa or you don't say Ha'isa al-das Rishayna Hu'isa, Rashi and Dibur Maskel Kagoyin Shinosan, he explains the Sheet of the Chacham is al-das Rishayna Lo'yam Minon Elam Kein Omar Af B'Sheini V'chol Machshava De'kodshim Moitzi B'Pehu. When Rashi explains the Sheet of the Chacham, he stresses the point that all Machshava to pass a carbon by Kodshim is Dafka B'Peh, it's not B'Machshava. Now we've seen that Rashi is trying to say the Be'asim the Chacham really would be maskim in concept to the din of Kala Isa al Das Rishayna Waisa. If a person does one Maisa and he expresses his Machshava during the first Maisa, then he does a separate Maisa, during the second one he doesn't say anything, we would assume he's Isa al Das Rishayna Waisa. However, the reason why it's not considered a Machshava's Pigol in the second Navidah is because it has to be a Dibur. The Svar of Isa al Das Rishayna Waisa would be enough to show what his Machshava is. The Machshava is not enough for Pigol, you need Dafka a Dibur. Ha'isa al-das Rishayna Waisa would not be enough to make it into a Dibur. However, the Risk Rav does not learn Rashi this way, he learns differently. The Sefer Minchas Avraham, he brings Rayas from places where we find that you need a Dibur, yet still we say Ha'isa al-das Rishayna Waisa. For example, as far as Asiyas Titzis, we pass on that person that is supposed to say out Bepeh, a Dibur, that he's making the Titzis Lishma. However, the Shulchan Aruch Paskins in Siman Yud Aleph, if in the beginning of his making the Titzis he says that he's doing a Lishay Mitzvah Titzis, that works for the entire Asiyah, he doesn't have to keep on saying Lishma. It works with the din of Kala Oysa al-das Rishayna Hu'oysa. Here as well, even though Rashi says that Machshavas Pigol is really B'dibur, it doesn't mean that you actually need the Dibur, the words itself. Dibur is just the way of expressing what's on his mind, and if he expresses what's on his mind in the beginning, we say Kala Oysa al-das Rishayna Hu'oysa, that's enough. He doesn't have to keep on saying it B'dibur. The Biskrov explains a different shot in Rashi, and he compares Ersiga to that which we find in the beginning of the Masechta, a Machshavah Lishma. The Sugya of there is mevur that even if you hold that we don't say stam lishma by karbanos, in order for it to be considered that the avodas were done lishma, he has to have machshava mefureshes for lishma. The Sugya of there in Daf Beis Amud Beis says he doesn't have to actually think by each one of the avodas that he's doing in lishma. If he has machshavas lishma in the first avoda, for example, by the shechita he had machshava lishma. For the rest of the avodas, we say kala oisa al das rishayin hu oisa. That's the one Daf Beis Amud Beis. We pray over there in the Gilgul Hashas says mitzayin to argam over here in Daf Memalif. Kreger seems to be bothered that over there in Daf Beis, the Gemara says it as a Dover Poshet. Everyone is masking Kala Oysa al-das Rishayna Waisa. Over here in Daf Memal from the Beis, there's Machlekes about it. According to the Sheet of Rish Lakish, this is the Machlekes between Rameir and the Chachamim. And the Briskov says we can answer this question and we can be Mechalik between the Din of Lishma by Karbonis and the Din of Machshav Espigal. He says the Din Lishma by the Avoidis, if he wouldn't say Stam Lishma, he would have to actually have Machshav Lishma. The Pshat over there is that the Maisa has to be done Lishma. The avodas have to be done l'shem the carbon, and by having machshava, that's what's kaveh that the ma'isa is being done l'shma. Hashenkin by machshava spiegel, the Biskrov explains that which the carbon becomes possible when he has machshava spiegel. It's not the pshat that the ma'isa avoda which is done al das lechol chutz zmanoi, that's what's being mefagel the carbon. Rather, the pshat is that the machshava itself is mefagel the carbon. There's a din that the machshava has to be during the avoda, but it's not the avoda which has the machshava which is mefagel the carbon. It's Machshava itself which has the kayach to be mefagel the carbon. With this, the Biskov explains that's the chilik on Daf Beis and Mebeis as far as the din of Stam Lishma. Over there, everyone is masking Kol Oysa al Das Rishayna Hu'oysa. Because over there, what the Machshava is doing is being kaiveya. What's the intention of the Avodah? That the Avodah should be done to shame the carbon. And once he's kaiveya his intentions in the beginning, and we say Kol Oysa al Das Rishayna Hu'oysa, that's enough to make it that the other Avodahs also are considered to have been done on Lishma. You don't need an active machshava during the other avodas. He doesn't have to actually be thinking anything in his mind while he's doing the avodah, as long as he had machshava lishma before. And through that we know that he wants this avodah also should be lishma. That's already enough. It's considered that the avodah has been done lishma. Hashenkin, as far as machshava spiegel is concerned, there only if he has an active machshava on his mind during the avodah, that's what creates a psal on the carbon. It's not that the avodah which was done with machshava, rather it's the machshava itself b'shas avodah which is mefagel the carbon. Therefore, here there's a machlekes whether we say Oysa al-das Rishayna Hu'oysa. With that, the Biskrov explains the intention of Rashi over here. Rashi says that all machshava spiegel has to be dafka b'dibur. The Biskrov explains what Rashi means to be saying is he's proving that it's not al-derech lishma, where the machshava is just to be kaveh what the avoda is being done for. Rather, here it's the machshava itself which has a kayach to be mefagel the carbon. The proof to this point is from that which spiegel needs dibur. If the pshat would have been that it's an avoda which was done al-das to eat b'basar chutz zmanoi, that already would not require a dibur. It's pasha that a machshava would be enough for that. That's what Rashi means to prove over here, that it's an active, positive machshava which creates the psal on the carbon, That's the reason why you would hold that over here you don't say Kala Yisrael, that's Rishayin Hu Waisa. Now continue on to another point. The Gemara brings that the Makar of Ish Lakish to explain the Shid of Rameir is because Kala Yisrael, that's Rishayin Hu Waisa. It's from the end of the Mishnah, the beginning of the Perek. The Mishnah says that by Chatoyos Arpinim Yisrael of the Matanis are Ma'akiv, the Fikach Nosan Kulan Ketiknon, Ba'acha Shaloi Ketikno, Psul of Aimbay Karis. Ish Lakish understands the Mishnah is saying if all of the Matanis were done Behechshir except for the last one, which was done by Machshav Espigol, then the din is that it's possible for Aimbay Karis, which would be mashmah that if it's the other way around, the first one was done with Machshav Espigol and afterwards it was done by Shtiga, then it would be Karis. Ish Lakish says, Akarchus does not fit with the Shita of the Chachamim. The Chacham hold you have to be Mefagol on all of the Matanis, and they don't hold of Ayutza Dasri Shaino Waisa. Akarchus is going with Dasri Meir. If now which the Mishnah is Mechalik in the order, whether the Machshav Espigol came before the Shtiga or the other way around, that's right that the Pshan and Rameir is not because Mefagel Mechatzi Matar, rather because Kol Oysel Das Rishayna Hu Oysa. Now Tosef in Adi Ramaschal Mimai, he points out that the Sugya is Mavur, that even if you're not Mefagel in the whole matter, still the din is that the carbon is possible. In order for the carbon to be Pigol, to be Chayiv Karis, then you have to be Mefagel in the whole matter. According to Rameir, Kol Oysel Das Rishayna Hu Oysa helps for that as well, but Hakapan, without being Mefagel in the whole matter, the carbon will still be possible. And Tosef is bothered, what is the Makar to say that it's possible? The truth is, from the Mishnah itself, in Menachos, it's mashm like this. The Chacham over there say, "Ein beikaris achi yifagel b'chol amater." Mashmai says the din of the Chacham is only legabe pigul, but the carbon will be possible. Taisa asks on this from a Gemara Psachim Daf Samach Aleph, which we won't get into right now. But Hakapam Taisa in his Teres is mechadish that the psul over here is only a din derabanan. Now the Arai and not all Rishonim are masking to this. Rashi over there on the Mishnah Daf Lamavavim Rebeis. And Dibra Maschal Lufikach, he explains, in this case, it was Nosan Kulan Ketiknon, Ve'achas Shalai Ketiknon. The Mishnah says that it's possible. Rashi over there says, possible Shleinitar Beri Shainais. The reason why the carbon is possible, because it was not Hutar Ayde the Matonais, since one of them was with Machsheva Spiegel. Ve'in Bekoris, Shein Achrein Mefagelis, Tikasover Im Mefagel Mechatzi Matter. Rashi explains that on one hand it's not Pigel because Im Mefagel Mechatzi Matter, on the other hand it's still possible Shleinitar Beri Shainais. Mashmoy Savashi is you don't have four kosher matanis, for that reason the carbon is possible. And Sefer Minchas Avraham, back in the beginning of the parak, he quotes that Rashi. He brings another Rai from Rashi and Daf Membeis on Midbeis, which we won't get into yet. Rakapam, the Rashi in the beginning of the parak would be Mashma, even when the carbon is not Nispagel, because it's only a Chatzi matter, the Avoda itself, which had a Machshav Espigel, that Avoda itself is possible. This would be Chiddush, that Machshav Espigel, not only is it Mefagel the carbon, even in the case where the carbon does not become pigol, but it's also a psul in the avodah itself, which had the machshava. That would be the mashmaus of Rashi. The maisa taisis over here, where he brings the right that the din is only din derabanan, he proves it from a gemara menachos daf yedavad omid beiz. Gemara over there is talking about we had machshavas pigol in the kaimitz and then in the levino. Gemara explains the reason why it's possible is because of exera otu minchas chayta. Minchas chayta, there is no levino. All there is a kaimitz and nifra over there. If you had machshavas pigol b'shas laktar of the kaimitz, it is pigol and there is a chiyev karis. Therefore, we are gozer by every mincha, even though every mincha does have levina and it's only a chati matter. If you had machshavah in the kaimitz without the levina, we are gozer otu minchas chayte. That gemara would remain difficult. That seems to be a clear raya that there's no psul d'iraisa if you had machshavas pigol and only half of the matir. Now, discuss another point in the shita of Rameir. Taisus and Menachos Daf Tezayin Amar Aleph and Dibur Maschal Bein Berishena. Taisus says over there that even though Rameir holds Mefagel Mechatzi Matir, as we mentioned before, the Sugya over there Menachos understands with Asr Meir, it's not because Kol Oysel Das Rishayna Oysa, rather because Mefagel Mechatzi Matir. But Hakapanim Taisus says that even Rameir is Meide, that if he's Mefagel in Naktar of half of a Kaimitz, it's not Machshav Espigel. Taisus over there explains that which the Gemara brings over there, Menachos Daf Tezayin Amar Aleph for Braisa, which says the pigo bein b'rishena bein b'shnia bein b'shlishis. The Braisa is talking about the matanis of Yom Kippurim. If you had a machshavas pigol during the matanis lufnai lufnim, that's rishena. Or shnia means the matanis on the pareches. If he has machshavas pigol in one of those sets, that's machshavas pigol, because mefagel mechatzi matter. He doesn't have to have machshav in all of the matanis of the par Yom Kippurim. And Taisa says b'rishena over there means not one hazar. That wouldn't be enough, even according to a mayor. It's not even called Chatzi Mater. Rishayna means all of the Azayis Lifnim, or all of the Azayis on the Pareches, that would be enough. That's called Mefaglim Chatzi Mater. In other words, less than the whole set is not even a Chatzi Mater. The Gemara over here in Daf Membeis Amarav brings this Braisa as well. The Din of Rameir, that Pigol Bein Ber Yishayna, Bein Meshniya, Bein Meshlishis, it is Pigol. And the Karen Oro asks, and that which Rashi over here in Ersuga explains, and Daf Mem Beis Amud Aleph, Pigol Bein Brishayin, Rashi says, it means the Matanis of Nayul of Nim, Shnei means the Matanis on the Pariches, Shichus means the Matanis on the Mizbeach Hazov. And the Karen Oro asks a very strong kasha. He says, if Ersuga understands Bedaster Meir, this is where Yishlokesh understands, that his din is not because of Mefaglim Mechati Matar, and that's because Kol Oysa Das Rishayna Oysa, if that's the Pshan Rameir, then Lecher there will be no sfar to say that if he's only Mefagel on the half of a Kaimitz, only part of the Azayis Lefnayu Lefnim, that wouldn't be Machshav Espigel. Bishma, if the sfar of Rameir is because Mefagel Mechati Matar, then you can understand that only half of a Kaimitz is not considered even a Chati Matar. It's insignificant on its own. One half of a Kaimitz without the other half is not worth anything. And the same with Azayis also, you can understand that only Mixas Azayis Lefnayu Lefnim would not even be considered a Chati Matar. If whatever the Pshan Rameir is, he's also masking that you need a full matter, just he holds Kol Oysa Das Rishayna Oysa. If so, Lecher the din should be that even if he only has a Machshava during one Hazah, since the rest of the Hazahs are Al Das the first Hazah, why would it have to be that he has Machshava on an entire set? What sorrow would there be to be Mechalik, that if he has Machshava on one set, then on the other sets we say Kol Oysa Das Rishayna Oysa, however, if he only has a Machshava on one single Hazah, we would not say on the rest of the Hazahs Kol Oysa Das Rishayna Oysa. As far as the Chatzi Kaimitz as well, the Chayef is Makter Chatzi Kaimitz with Machshav Espigel. There as well we should say that the second half of the Kaimitz, which he did not have a Machshav in, Kol Oysa Das Rishayna Hoysa. So the Minchas of Rome over here gives a teretz to this Kasha, and he explains that the Yisoid of Eim Mefagel Mechatzi Matter, the Pshat is not that the Machshava cannot be Nitvas, in other words, the Machshava is valid, the Akhtar of the Kaimitz, for example, does have a Machshav Espigel in it, just it's not enough to be Mefagel the carbon. In order to be mefagel the carbon, you would have to have machshav in the whole matter. Machshav in half of the matter, although it's chal, is not enough to be mefagel the carbon. However, a machshav is pigel in a half of a kaimitz, or only mixtas hazois, that's a machshav which cannot be nitvas bechlal. Since a half of kaimitz on its own, or part of the hazois on their own, is not something which is significant, so when one has a machshav is pigel on the chati kaimitz or the mixtas hazois, the machshav is pigel is not nitvas. Therefore, we would not be able to say, kala oisa al das rishayna hu oisa. The Klal of Kol Oysa Das Rishayna Oysa only works in a case where you had a Machshava Spiegel on the Chatzi Matter, that Machshava was Chal already, and the only thing that's lacking is, in order for the carbon to be in a spagel, the other half has to be Chal near the Machshava Spiegel as well, and then we could say Kol Oysa Das Rishayna Oysa. This is how the Minchas of Rome explains that even if you hold like Rish Lakish Bedaster Meir, it's not because Mefagel Mechatzi Matter, rather it's because Kol Oysa Das Rishayna Oysa, however the first Machshava will have to be on something which is significant enough in order that the Machshava should be Chal. Once it's Chal and already that Avodah was done with Machshava Spiegel, then already you could say Kol Oysa Al Das Rishayna Oysa, the other Avodah has Machshava Spiegel in it as well. Now just speak about one final point. The Sugya discusses the din as far as Machshava Spiegel is concerned, whether Mefagel Mechatzi Matter or Eim Mefagel Mechatzi Matter. What about Machshava Shloi Lishma? That which Machshava Shloi Lishma passes the Chatos or makes the other Karbonis Le'olu L'Shem Chiva. What about if he has Machshava Shloi Lishma in the Chatzi Matter? Is that Machshava Chal as well? Would this be telling the same Machlikas? So there's a Machlikas Achayinim about this point. Dar Samech in Perek Tesayin, Hilchos Psula Megdoshim Alocha Zayin, he says, we only find the discussion of Mefagel Mechatzi Matter as far as Pigel, but as far as Shalei Lishma, there everyone agrees that even Machshava Shalei Lishma and Miktas Avodah, Miktas Matter, would also pass all the carbon. Therefore, if one would have Machshava Shalei Lishma and one of the Matanais of Echatois Apinimius, although that's only a Chatzi Matter, that would be enough to pass all the carbon with a din of Shalei Lishma. And he explains the chilik between Pigel and Shalei Lishma is the lashon of the pasuk when it talks about Pigel is im heochel yeochel. Pigel is a machshava on achila, whether it's achilas adam or achilas mezbeach. The din of Pigel is that if he has machshavas Pigel while he's doing an avoda which is matter that achila, then the carbon is nisbagel. In other words, Pigel is telling the avoda is hamatiris. He has to have the machshavas Pigel during an avoda which is matter, therefore, if this avoda is only a chati matter, it can't bring to an achila on its own, it needs another avodah together with it to be matter the achila. Therefore, this is telling the machlokes whether mefagel mechatzi matter or im mefagel mechatzi matter. Machshava shloi lishma, however, he explains, there is not telling and doing an avodah which is matter shloi lishma. It's not dependent on what's being matter the achila of the carbon. So as long as he had a machshava in an avodah, it makes that avodah into an avodah shloi lishma. And therefore, even though this avodah cannot be matter the carbon on its own, that's not what's important legabe machshava shloi lishma. As long as one avodah became shloi lishma, that's enough to pass all the carbon. Based on this, our Sameach goes on to say a chiddush. He says that which we find the din is that if you hold ein mefagel mechatzi matter, still the carbon is possible, as we saw from Tosfos before. He explains the pshat is that it's Gzeir Darabonon, and Gzeir Darabonon is Machshava Spiegel Otum Machshava Shloi Lishma. Since the din is that if you would have Machshava Shloi Lishma by a Chatzi Matter, for example, by one of the Matanois of Chatois Apnimius, if you would have Machshava Shloi Lishma on one of the Matanois, that already would be enough to pass all the carbon. Therefore, the Rabbanon were Gzeir that Machshava Spiegel as well. If he has Machshava Spiegel on one of the Matanois of Chatois Apnimius, even though it's only a Chatzi Matter, it would be possible with the Rabbanon. Not all Achrayim agreed to this. The Chazanish, in Kama Simon Chav Zayin Sifkot and Aleph, Chazanish is mavur that by the psul of Shloi Lishma as well, in order for it to become possible, it would have to be in the whole matter. He asks the Kasha on the Rambam, which we mentioned previously. The Rambam holds that by the Kmitza also, there are two parts of the matter, the Kaimitz and the Levina. If he only had Machshava Spiegel, but Shas the Kmitza from the Mincha, not from the Levina, it would only be a half of the matter. And he asks, if so, how can the Mishnah say, the Mishnah in the beginning of Maseches Menachos, and he asks, according to the sheet of the Rambam, why should it be like Olul L'Shem Chayva and by Achatos, why should it be that it's possible? He only had Machshava Shloi Lishma in half of the matter. The Mashmais of the Mishnah is not that it's a Psul Darabonon, and Pashtus the Mishnah is a Din Dairaisa, that's his Kash on the Rambam, but Akaparim, we see from the Chaznish, he understands that the Din of Chatzi Matter applies by Shloi Lishma as well. So that's an important Machlaikis between the Arsameach and the Chazanish, where the din of Chatzi Matter applies to Shloi Lishma as well, or only by Machshava Spiegel.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Maariv Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.